Good afternoon, happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. Oh, it's like enter laughing. I don't know. It's too funny. What a lovely team. Even when we have no energy, the energy tends to build anyway. So so glad to be with you guys this week. So Linda Irwin is doing baby testing with the emos. So she's not with us, but we do have Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Hawk D'Onofrio are with us today. I don't see Elizabeth, but that's okay. She's probably spider hunting. And Marianne, I'm not sure about Marianne. Getting off work.
Yeah.
She's probably driving right now, and we're just as glad she doesn't try to read and drive at the same time. It's two totally different brain waves that you're in. Like, you don't want to be in theta brain while you're driving a car. I mean, I don't think that's safe, but, you know, don't text and drive, right? Wow. Okay. We have we've got a topic today that we've had before, but I wanted to revisit it. And there's a line from there's a movie called City of Angels. I don't know if any of you have seen it. Called it's Nicolas Cage, Meg Ryan. Yeah. And there's a line in it. I think Dennis Franz says it from a hospital bed. I can't see you, but I know you're there. That gives me the chills, because that is basically, personally, how I feel spirit. They don't sort of, well, I've seen them. Like, I have had visuals, I've had audio, but mainly it's a feel. I can't see you, but I know you're there. I'm just quickly going to share a couple of signs that I got from my partner, who passed away August 16th. And he had been getting increasingly ill over, but his son died in 2018. A large chunk of him was taken away at that time. And his health had gotten increasingly worse over the years. His health, his spirit was going down. So I was trying to explain, it's hard to explain to people, but there's a celebration to be had when somebody, their body can't contain them anymore. They can't enjoy life because of the pain, and it gets to a point where it hits the wall. And it was a release to let him go. It was, I'm not happy to like lose the people I love, but at the same time I was full of joy that he was whole again. He had expanded back into spirit and was no longer imprisoned in this body failing him. And anyway, I just wanted to share one of the signs. I was trying to play some upbeat music, so I put on YouTube, and I pressed the button to play Dr. Hook. I don't know if you guys remember that band, but they're very cool. And instead, the Five Stair Steps came on out of nowhere. I don't even remember the band, but I do remember the song. And the lyrics are, ooh, ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, ooh, child, things are going to get brighter. It felt like he was just sending a message, because I didn't hit the wrong link. Ryan used to call hitting the wrong link fat fingering, but I didn't do that. And that song came right up, and it felt like a direct message. And again, I feel his energy all around. It's, they don't need us to be there. We need them to, we need to feel them. But anyway, I just wanted to say that just because you can't see them or hear them or you're not getting signs like that, they are there. They are a thought away, and there's no need to be sad, because they're great. They're doing fine. I feel like I'm babbling on here. So I'm going to put this round to Jessica. I want to talk to you to start. When you lost,
sure.
Well, lost is a poor word to describe it, but when Jaden transitioned, it was, you know, there's two things can be true at the same time. You don't want to lose them, but you want them to be free. I'll let you take the, go ahead.
Okay. So many of our followers and listeners already know I work with my son, Jaden, in spirit. And I understand what you're saying, Lynn, because there really is, it's very, it could be bittersweet. You know, Jaden really struggled throughout his life. He lived partially in the hospital and partially at home. He had 30, you know, over 30 surgeries and two major open hearts. And he would have transitioned at the age of 14, but he decided to go home to transition at 10 years old. And that he did. He did decide to transition because my physical and mental health was failing. I had already had a psychotic break in 2011. And I needed the respite that I wasn't able to get with Jaden. Jaden was a 2-on-1 kiddo, so it just built up.
Yeah.
Jaden's transition was truly a gift of grace and love. I mean, pure love. That he transitioned when he did. He said that, Mom, if I hadn't transitioned when I did, you probably would have transitioned instead. And we kind of rearranged our contract, and you can do that. You know, you come in with certain, you know, kind of parameters, but as you go through life, it comes down to, you know, free will and divine will as well. And, you know, so he decided to exit a little bit earlier. And that was purely out of grace. I mean, pure grace. And although I was just devastated, it was very traumatic because it was unexpected. I understood. I absolutely understood his transition. And Jaden was amazing. As soon as he transitioned, Jaden was nonverbal his entire life throughout his duration of his 10 years of life. And boy, when he transitioned home, he had a voice instantly, and he came through, I would say, pretty instant. It was probably within a few days to a week that he showed himself visibly, and I heard him audibly, clear as day, without him having to use words or even move his mouth. It's like he spoke through his eyes more clearly than I've ever heard him vocalize before. It was truly amazing. And in those few moments, he said, Mom, you were such a good mom. And I wanted to always tell you that. And I could never tell you how much I loved you. He said, Mom, I loved you so much, and I wanted you to know that. You were such a good mom. And with that, he disappeared just like that. And I was stunned. And it actually scared me because I knew him to be non-physical to our eyes from our earthly experience. So I was just shocked to see him so alive and well. And he had followed up with a lot of, you know, visual signs. Not only did I see him physically and hear him audibly, he would come through with even different signs, songs on the radio, like Lynn had mentioned, would come right on, you know, that he knew I liked. And he knew that one of those songs was Amazing Grace. And I'm not going to cry right now, but I have grown up in church listening to this song. But once he passed away and I had heard this song, I had never heard this song the way I heard it. It was a whole different meaning for me, the song, Amazing Grace. And it truly was. Before I get all blubbery over here, I'm going to pass the mic, and I'll probably come back.
Okay, honey, she's getting the club to today.
Yeah.
We're crying with you.
Yeah.
We're crying with you, definitely.
Yeah. It's not sad tears. It's tears of that emotion. Our bodies are too big, too small to hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony, take it.
Yes.
I'm going to let Hawk go last because I know you're a little tired today,
yeah.
So. I'm going to let you build.
Way to call me
we'll
out on air, Lynn.
Hey, lovely. We all get tired. We do. Life is tiring. It's a very demanding chore, you know, being alive on this plane anyway. So
most of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Most of my life, I didn't really, my first funeral was when I was grown in my 20s, but the thing that takes me back, so I've always seen visions, not like The Walking Dead or anything like that, but I always see shadows. I've seen them as far as I can remember, and I never knew what they were. I just thought it was my mind playing tricks on me. But now that I know, because now I can actually see them a little better, or outlines, especially since the first one that I remember seeing was my pet, my dog that I was in love with, my little Japanese chin, because I could see her full on after she passed. But the first person that I remember talking with or seeing was my cousin, who wasn't really my cousin, who was our neighbors, but it was back a long time ago, I believe probably in the late 70s, maybe early 80s when AIDS became, was that in the 70s when AIDS started? And he was like the only,
80s, yeah.
Yeah, 80s. And he was gay, and he was really an activist for gay, because it was just coming out, and he was like the only gay person I ever knew. But him and I were pretty close. He was older than I was, and I called him my cousin Rusty. And Hockey's fond brother that you never met or probably heard of because you weren't even around, but he died very young of AIDS. He was like one of the first to get AIDS and in America. And I remember talking to him about it after he had passed. And it never really clicked with me that that's what I was doing. When you start feeling spiritual things, you don't know, am I really seeing this? Am I really hearing this? Like my brother the other day, he said, I never even knew that you saw dead people. And I'm like, yeah, am I going to walk around the neighborhood saying, yeah, I see dead people? No, you're not going to say that. That's why I never told anybody. It's like, no, I hear dead people. But the one person that I did tell was my mom, because she was very spiritual. And I believe she had the same gifts that I had. And so that was the first one. Then my grandmother, I remember when she was passing, I would see her. And then the most recent was, and that was very pretty and beautiful, what you both were saying. Lynn, that was amazing. I mean, I connected with what you were saying about Barry much, because my mom was such a vibrant, amazing, loving person that she was the house that all the friends came to. Like everybody always came to my mom's house because it was like a free open space that anybody could be themselves. And we had so many people living with us all the time, or people coming over. She gave everything she had to everyone. And when she got Alzheimer's, she just turned into a person that we all in the family had a hard time relating to, but we would get bits and pieces. Like I feel the last family visit when we all were there at Thanksgiving, she had more clarity than she had in 5 years. And remember, I kept asking you guys, I think my mom's going to pass. And everybody kept saying, no, she's in good health. So this is where free will comes in. I think she wanted to pass.
Yes.
She changed, like what Jessica was saying, and now that makes so much sense to me. She changed that for herself. I mean, how else with, I'm sitting there eating dinner with her. I get up to leave, and she got up to follow me, which she never did, and fell and broke her hip, and within 2 days, she had crossed over. That is free will wanting to go, you know,
yep.
And be. And like I said, she had more clarity in the last 12 hours of her life and in Thanksgiving than she had had in the last 5 years, because she had become nonverbal, and my mom was very verbal. And she became isolated, and that wasn't her. So now, like I said, it's very hard at night when I go to sleep. I have to tune them out because they are partying like a big Italian family up there. I hear them playing cards, and my mom's always sitting in the front seat with me saying she's doing so well. But you're right. I miss her so much that it's hard for me not to remember to pick up, you know, that I can't pick up the phone and just call her. Or when I do hair at the senior center, she would sit on the couch in the assistant living and wait for me to come. And when I'd open the door, I would see her every day. So I still do see her, but she's not there. But She's definitely sitting on that couch. I feel her every day. So wow. I agree with you. In a lot of cases, it's definitely meant to be, and you feel better for that person now that they had crossed over. My dad was the same way. He had a horrible time on Earth. He really did in the last couple of years, but he had changed. And he was a really nice person before he passed, and he had a lot of work to do, as you know, Lynn, because you talked to him before on the other side, but that was also another, you know, awesome thing that happened to him. So I truly believe in a lot of cases that it's a good thing, you know, and that we should celebrate, like you said, celebrate the life.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have
well,
to remember. Yeah, I'm just remembering those readings and your dad and the energy from your dad.
Yeah.
We get a lot of exit points offered to us, I think, through the journey. Yes, we do. There's a wonderful.
They talk about that.
Sorry, go ahead, Huff. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say they talk about that. Where like in your soul contracts, you actually have multiple exit points. So meaning you can choose to leave your physical incarnation at these different sections of your, you know, life exit points. And they are built into the different contracts because it depends on how your soul is doing and how it's feeling in that body. And sometimes you can't do it because life is hard. And so you got to go back, have a little rest at home, whatever that is for your soul, and then try again. And because time doesn't really matter, right? It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
That's amazing that we can do that, that we get that chance.
It's,
you know,
beautiful. I think when you're able to I think it's beautiful when you start to, I guess, relax, let go of your ego, stop worrying about surviving and know that life is eternal, whether or not it's in this physical form. Yeah, there's a lot more freedom because you realize we are kind of just playing a game and that we're in control. Like we get to choose. What happens in our life. We don't always understand what choices are going to make what consequences, but we are in control. And I think that's really empowering.
It is.
Lynn, did you have a point about the exit points?
Oh, it was just, there's a wonderful herbal, an herbalist called Michael Tierra, and he's got a wonderful book called, I can't remember the name of the book now. But anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a point in the book where he talks about why illness occurs. And he says right out, it gives death a chance to happen. We get sick, so death has a chance to happen. You can go, wait a minute, and then you maybe even wake up and go, well, I'm not ready to go yet. You know, you might find that out, no matter how painful it is.
That brings us...
Mm-hmm.
Us to a really important point because I wanted to say, like, I think it's interesting, you know, our topic today is about getting messages, signs, communicating with the other side. But, you know, the initial stories were actually about losing loved ones. And I think that's really important because for most of us, it's not until we lose a physical, like, incarnation of a loved one that we are forced to then search for them without the body. Which it makes us more open, right? Because we're searching. We want a message so bad. Because as you guys were saying, it's like these things happen once they pass. Like for me, a lot of my abilities, I don't know what we want to call them, are metaphysical senses, our clair senses, the non-physical senses. It seems like it'll be catalyzed by the death of a loved one because then you're open to actually try to use those things. You're not questioning if you're making it up because instead you just want an answer, right?
Absolutely.
So for me, it was like, right? I lost Grandpa and Aunt Tony's dad. I lost my cat in the same 3-month period. And those two beings were actually my first like energetic beings to visit me and that I knew that they were them. And I wanted to bring up kind of like maybe our development of these psychic senses, which is the same as like magic. It's just two different words. People think about them differently, but all magical abilities are psychic abilities because it's a mental universe, right? It's funny. I grew up with, you know, if you ever talk to people like us, they're always like, well, it takes practice, right? You have to practice. We all have these abilities. but you have to trust it and you have to practice it. And that is so true. So I want to tell the world that, like, none of us are truly special. We actually all come with the same things. Sometimes we decide within our soul contracts for this physical incarnation to focus on some things more than others, but we all have these abilities naturally. And I just want to tell the world that, because I was not an intuitive person. I never had psychic or magical things happen to me other than dreams. I had prophetic dreams, and I was also a very lucid dreamer as a kid. But, you know, that all got covered up with science and psychology and the materialistic world. And it wasn't until very recently during the spiritual awakening when I started losing people that I started meditating, playing around with energy manipulations, and just allowing myself to be woo-woo. And then I felt right. But then I felt so much better. I felt lighter. I felt more loved. I felt not alone, because I felt like the universe was my family. And it was all these little things that you just start practicing and then you start getting the abilities. So I want to say this for, I don't know, maybe the more yang-focused souls out there. For me, since it doesn't feel like an intuition all the time, it feels more like a clairknowing. And I get those senses sometimes in my body. It's usually behind my eyes. It's like I want to cry, but it's not sad. Like I just start tearing, like we talk about, they're tears of joy. And then I also feel a sensation in my shoulders. And I can tell you that as a person that studied acting for a very long time, I understood my emotions. And so when I started having these new emotions and feelings, I knew that, and so I felt like I had an advantage with that. And so practice, right? Open yourselves up. It's not crazy to feel good. It's not crazy to feel loved and spread love, right? So I wanted to ask all of you ladies, and I don't know how much time we have to go through it, and maybe we have to continue this on another show, but I kind of want to ask about the development of your senses. And was it always just right there, or did you really notice how when you started practicing or focusing on a certain technique, that technique got stronger, and then you got more confident, and then you were able to really just feel and know that that's the truth?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Yeah. And we should do a whole show on it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Does anyone want to go ahead with that?
I can go. Sure, I'll go ahead. So honestly, Marianne introduced me to Lynn, and Lynn and Marianne, so this is going on, what, probably 3 years now, 4 years, did not practice anything until I started talking to them and learning how to meditate, because one thing I could not do, I have really bad monkey mind. And and Lynn said, you know, she told me that you might not be able to just do regular meditation. You might have to do it, take a walk, go outside, feel your senses. And that's what I started, taking walks and clearing my head that way. And then it really started coming to me that they weren't dreams. It was different. So, recently for me, like you, Hawk, I never practiced before. So,
yeah. And it's cool.
I always knew I wasn't different because, like you said, everybody has these abilities. But I felt that I always was probably a light worker because I love people and I like to help people. So that's a kind of a different trait than some people are different than that, because I've always been an extrovert in that way. So I knew that, but I didn't know the other type of crossing over and speaking to people. I thought it was all dreams. I think Elizabeth saying the same thing. She said ever since that she can remember, she used to talk to the spirits in her dreams, but she just really thought they were dreams. And then I really started feeling people after our grandmother passed away. And then I think recently, you know, Hawk, that you helped her change into that.
Yeah.
Right? So
it was cool because it was like a weird group thing. We all awoke at the same time.
We did. Yeah.
Maybe it's
Jess,
a group.
What about you? I had a specific question because I was wondering if a lot of your abilities came when Jaden transitioned, or if you already had those abilities, but maybe they weren't as powerful, you know, or confident.
Well, see, the thing is, I felt them when I was younger. I just knew I was connected to God, Source, you know, however you want to say it. But I think, honestly, growing up in church, I think turned me off from the spirit world, like, completely. Like, I just didn't want to have anything to do with it. And when Jaden passed, you know, when he transitioned, that was, his death was like my rebirth. My abilities just exploded. And I'm a sensory sensitive person, but this was on a whole nother level, you know, where, oh my gosh. I mean, it was quite overwhelming at first until I kind of acclimated I don't even know how to explain it, the level of energy that was just, I was just downloaded
with. Yeah, the floodgates, of emotion. Yeah.
And from then on, I mean, my claircognizance, that was the first one, sight, hearing, but my dominant one is clear feeling and clear cognizance. Yeah.
Big question about this stuff too, because there was a couple shows when we did the tribute to Jane and Jim, and I got visited by both spirits at the same time, and now I'm feeling it again. Anyways, it's an overwhelming amount of emotion.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Okay. Yes. They're
does
very
start
strong.
To get a little clearer? Because right now I just feel like a lot of. I have emotion, right? Like, I don't know if it's positive or negative. It feels more positive because I don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing. But I'm also, like, feeling the tears, you know? Like, does it get clear? Because that was a new experience for me.
Yeah, they're both very strong souls. And when they come close to you, if they want to say hi, ask the other ladies. I mean, it's no joke. You can really feel the powerful, I think, love that comes off of them. It's just, it's palpable. Yeah.
It is. It's so interesting. Anyway, so I'm going through it right now. I just summoned them. So that's how it works, right? Like, I opened myself up to them. I was putting my head and my emotions back in that space that I was in, and then sure enough, they show up, and I feel them. That's kind of like how it works, right? This is how we get signs and messages.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always.
Can you handle it? Yeah, it's great.
So, yeah, I also wanted to point out, when you pray and you ask for something, even if it's just a sign, you have to be open to looking for the signs. And then the spirits will like, send you something that hopefully you'll notice. So, generally, it's very personal, right? And so I like to keep that in mind. Like, I get numbers a lot, but I kind of know that it's my higher soul sending them to me, not necessarily anyone directing me. But just like how you talk about with songs, a lot of people experience birds or animals showing up after a death, right? And they know that that animal was sent by someone else. And I think that's really important because once they're on the other side, I think there's more of a communication between the souls and the collective souls of the plants and the animals and the environment, basically. And so then it becomes like this huge group effort to take care of all the individuals in pain, which is even more beautiful.
Wow. You're going to have to write a book someday, Hawk.
I know.
I hope to write many.
Barry did send a hummingbird as well as that experience with the song. A hummingbird came right up to my face and hovered there. And I'm like, okay. But the funny thing was I thought, are you going to poke me in the eye with that beak? Because it hovered for about 20 seconds and it just looked at me. And I'm like, nice, thank you, but don't poke me in the eye. I was making sure. But I just want to add a little to this thing. Shifting the locus of control is really important because we are all so open and psychic when we're little dudes. You can see kids. They see spirit all the time. They're sort of very fresh from whatever you want to call it, the
From the other side.
The other side, but it's only other to us, right? To them, we're on the other side. Right?
Exactly. That's why I think that term still works, you know? It's like there's bodies and then, you know, less body.
That's good, yeah. But you talk about the locus of control. Is it external or internal? And what happens is there's a shift as we grow older. They figure little kids are in that theta brain, in the theta brain wave almost exclusively from ages 0 to 5 or 6. So they're absorbing everything like a sponge, right? And then we learn, no, you can't do that. That's not right. So we get indoctrinated into an anti-woo-woo kind of energy,
exactly.
Right?
Well, that's what happened to a lot of us, especially in the West. Like, whether or not you were religious, we have all been under Christian religious, like, rule, whether or not you even participated in the religion. I know it. I feel it. Like, I was always outside of religion, but I knew that I was controlled by Christianity. I remember as a five-year-old not really knowing what God was or believing because I didn't know what it was. So I remember lying to other people that I believed, even though I didn't know what they were talking about.
Oh, good.
And
I don't think that's
cool.
Well, that's because you wanted to, it's almost a survival thing, right? You've got to get with the program of the tribe. It might be your very existence that depends on it. They might boot you out.
Exactly.
You have to go find your own, you know. But, so with shifting that locus of control, no matter what stage you're at, from external, like what everybody else is telling you, that when you shift it to the internal locus of control, that is when you hear your soul self. And that soul self is connected to the great I am, or whatever you want to call it. You said it really well, Jessica. Yeah, something to do. You said God in a way that didn't make my butt pucker. And I can't remember how you put it.
God's source?
God's source,
just putting the two
names. Great spirit, whatever the heck, it doesn't matter. The name doesn't matter. Yeah, we all know what we're talking about. Yeah. But, shift that. So
that brings up a really good point, Lynn, the locus of control. Because I have to say that, my whole life starting at 16 up until 28, I was a depressive. And I really thought that I was controlled by my genetics and that my depressions and anxieties were just my cross to bear because of my physical body that I got by random, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until my spiritual awakening that I realized that depression and anxiety, at least for me, were actually messages to me about not doing what I was supposed to be doing. And so then changing the locus of control from outside, which was like my genetics and just life, to inside, I decided I could try things differently and have a better way of living. And so now I see my anxieties and depressions as messages that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel a lot freer. And that's about your locus of control idea, because I took the control back. Instead of being a victim to my genetics and to my environment, I was now in control of myself. I made the decision.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of suffering sometimes.
Well, yeah. No, that's the thing. Suffering is what catalyzes the change, right? It's like,
exactly.
It can't go on. But look at Elizabeth's, I can't reply in the chat room. It's doing that thing again. But Elizabeth has joined in our convo, and she says ever since she can remember, she used to talk to spirits in her dreams. And when she started feeling people that were there, she was afraid. Very common, right? We all have that whoop, 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 let me out of here kind of thing. My first encounter with a spirit scared the crap out of me. But I learned to do better. Finally, later, after the first funeral of her nanny, she felt the warmth and she felt her whole when she saw her body and felt her rise. I think what she's talking about is she felt the shift from the physical state to the spirit, into spirit. I think that's what you mean, Elizabeth. I hope I'm not goofing up here. But you felt it. You felt that. You can't see it, but you know it's there, and that's amazing. We do have two callers waiting patiently, and we've kind of gone a little bit over, but that's okay. You guys up and ready to see what people have to say?
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's do it.
I'll just give the number out. If you do want to call into the show, it's 646-564-9868. And you can also reach us through the chat room if you want to sign in. But anyway, let's go for it. We get a Skype caller to start. Hi, can we get your name, please? Hello? Hi there, are you with us? All right, I'm going to put them back on hold. And we'll go to our next caller. 216, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia. Yeah, welcome. How you doing?
Yes, hi. I'm really experiencing really a difficult time. I'm still at this gospel rescue mission,
mm-hmm.
and it's very disruptive and constricting with all these rules, and of course, and dealing with some of the other clients who are having supposedly some type of position. Anyway, I've been researching online. I've got to get out of here. Cities.
Was it New Mexico that you wanted to go to, Patricia, if I've got that right?
I'm in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and this is not Las Cruces. And I still want to stay in New Mexico. I've been searching online, Google, and getting stats of and reading of other towns and cities. And didn't necessarily want to be in Albuquerque since Santa Fe is financially not within my range. So I'm looking to say probably just a bit south of Albuquerque, maybe a little west. And just for the amenities, you know, things I desire, like having more than one library, you know, excellent public transportation.
Excuse me, Patricia. I don't mean to interrupt. Are you outside right now?
Yes, because I can get
okay,
some.
We're getting some audio interference here, and I'm not sure if you can change your position or something, but it's a little hard to hear you. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. How is that?
That seems a little better, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Can we just put this, let's see if we can't formulate a question that we can look for you. Yeah.
Cities or towns or that I'm really doing my best to find that and connect
mm-hmm.
to it.
Okay.
And it would definitely be out of Las Cruces because I definitely the vibes here. And then this gospel rescue is very constricting and all the rules. And, but yet they profit from the clients.
I can go if you want.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
So I think I got this last time. It was either Santa Fe or a small town outside of Santa Fe is where you should be. I don't think you should be, well, not me. What I'm getting from your guides is that you're not in the right place for sure. Have you contacted any rescues in Santa Fe? It's relatively a small town. There's 81,000 people there, but there's smaller communities around it is what I'm getting. I definitely for Albuquerque got a no when I used the pendulum, and I think that's too big, you're right. But I think in that area of Santa Fe is you're going to find either a job or a roommate or a place to stay for now that somebody's going to take you in. is, but you would have to do, I think you have to find a place like you're at now to get there, right? Because you need somewhere to live immediately. Is there a, some kind of they're not Airbnbs, but what are they called? Hostel? A hostel over there?
No hostels, because I checked for that months ago. There's nothing like that. And I don't think anywhere here in New Mexico.
New Mexico is kind of, it's an old town. That's what I got.
Yep.
Jeff or Hawk? I don't know.
Patricia? Yeah, we're still having the audio thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
That's okay.
You can't go inside, can you, Patricia? Is it pretty constrictive there?
The little room there has the other residents, and I don't want them hearing anything I say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just carry on. It is a little bit distracting, though, because we're getting a lot of audio interference here. Sorry about that. I know it's not anything you can fix, but all right, Jessica, sorry. Go ahead, Lucky.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to let Patricia know that, hi, Patricia, this is Jessica. I live in Albuquerque, and I've been actually thinking about you. Have you tried Las Lunas? It's right outside Albuquerque, so you would still have the amenities of a big city, but it's right outside Albuquerque.
Oh.
I'd like to jump in right here. Las Lunas. Luna is the moon, and the second card I pulled was the moon card. So I don't know if that is a sign there for you, but probably.
Okay.
I've just been thinking about you, and that little town popped up for me for you. Maybe you might want to check out Las Lunas. The other one was Placitas.
Okay. Began to research Las Lunas, you know, the stats, what type of crime, their infrastructure, you know, how good is, you know, the download and upload of their internet speed, because I want to be, most of my work be remote, and I need privacy to do that. I have my computer, so use my computer, and for the time being used, and hopefully they have more than one library. But to use their library until we can start earning money to pay for internet.
It says that in Las Lunas, there is low-income housing, and it's called Hope. It's called Hope Lodge Communities, which is something you might want to get in touch with. And they also have low-income housing, cheap apartments for rent. And that's in Las Lunas. And the crime rate is good. It says, you know, and of course, anywhere you don't want to walk at night alone, but it looks like it's good because it's outside Albuquerque, but you have still have the feel of a big city and a small city with a lot more than what you have right now. A lot more programs. Right.
And if I have a work job, I think I've heard in past saying people that they have a lot of the call centers. For whatever reason, they either seem to be there in Las Lunas or whatever. So if I had to do a part-time gig there, then so be it. Okay, Las Lunas, Placitas. Okay, this is encouraging because I had been researching Las Lunas.
Didn't we say that last time, Jeff? Las Lunas? I think
I don't think the name came to us at the time. We just kept picking up on a smaller town.
Yeah.
But
her
coming on, those two names popped into my head. Placitas, New Mexico, or Las Lunas. Yeah, for Patricia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so several of these little clients, these other little clients who have some type of position here, you know, I'm being tipped and watched, you know. Apparently, whatever people have been stealing things. Now, this is way before I got here, but I'm being looked at as some suspect. you can't go into the sleep room area until a certain time. And I had gotten very sick Saturday where I was regurging both ends. And I'm better now, but it's just been a lot from where I've moved from Ohio, which I definitely need to leave there, to adjusting here in this environment. And, of course, when you're in a place like this, you're dealing with all personalities and all that. And I keep to myself. I'm not playing any games. And
Patricia,
and it's just
this is Hawks. When I pull cards, I usually get messages about what each individual, or us, should be working on, specifically when it comes to psychological, emotional, and spiritual things. And I want to say that the moon card that I did pull for you, which might relate to the Las Lunas, but it's also saying that it represents fears and illusions, and it often comes out when you are projecting fear into your present and your future. And I see these in the cards because you were just talking about how your life was fine before you moved. I see that with the Queen of Pentacles. Now I see that you're in the moon. In the future, I see the Devil card. And often that has to do with one person on their own restricting themselves in some way. And it represents the shadow or darker side and the negative forces that constrain you and hold you back from being the best version of yourself. So what I'm saying right now is that it might be tough. You're in the moon card situation right now, which is all about the illusions and fears, and that you do have like two choices to make between the two. And I think that has to do with whether or not you're going to follow your fear or if you're going to follow your love. And I think that will affect the next move that you make. And so I'm kind of taking it as a warning that right now you're manifesting a certain reality that's not as enjoyable. And it's kind of like what we were talking about. Take that locus of control out of the environment and into yourself. Because you can be in a war zone and still be happy. Like, that is the goal for all of us. And so even in this tumultuous, scary time, it's about finding your peace. And then you'll be able to really get those messages that you need from spirit to find where you're supposed to be. Because I have a feeling that you're making it very material in that I want these statistics for the place that I'm supposed to be. But maybe it's just supposed to be the feeling of, yep, that's where I'm supposed to be, as opposed to all the little things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that resonates with you right now, but that's what I'm getting with, because I want you to have the right mindset to get exactly what you deserve, which is love and life. You are worthy, you know? So remind yourself of that, and know that these are tough times. But tough times are what catalyze us to be stronger and more spiritually connected, as we've been talking about. You know, that's the topic today. My mother said something, and I think this might go with it. Elizabeth on chat, take time to make the weighty decisions. Realize the implications of your acts of the future. Stop wasting your strength by criticizing others. Recall the ancient adage, judge not, lest you be judged. Reinforce your positive, upbeat, and inherently good nature so that the dark elements of the world cannot break down your resolve and dedication. Judgment card. Second card, Ten of Swords. Triumph and liberation are in the air. You have worked very hard to overcome mental blocks and tensions. This is what we're talking about. You understand more about the courage it requires to cleanse the mind of negative thoughts, for you have faced your dragon. You must infuse your mind with kind and loving thoughts. You deserve a star of accomplishments. Thank you for that message, Mom. It went right with mine. So, yeah, I think you know the path, but you have to ease into it.
I mean, she's amazing for moving. I mean, you have to give yourself kudos for that. I mean, moving, not knowing what the outcome would be, that takes a lot of guts and a lot of, yeah, I mean, you're amazing. You just, and unfortunately, what you're having to bear right now is not going to be your outcome. I really believe that, Patricia. It's just, like Hawk and Elizabeth were saying, is something that's going on right now. But it's going to be awesome. This move is the right thing, but you have to give yourself credit for what you have done. And I was using my pendulum about the what's going on, where you're staying, and they just have to. I think they just have to overall use those rules. But I don't think they think it's you at all. I think they respect you. I mean, who wouldn't? Mm-hmm. You've come across country and you're living on your own trying to make a better life. I think that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks for all the messages. And, you know, Cleveland, Ohio was just hellish and difficult, just very, when I came back to help a relative and just my foot stepping on that soil, and it was just one thing after the other, just attacking, spiritual attack, energy attack, psychic attack. So I'm glad to be not there anymore.
And I'll bring you, I want to bring up this point too, Patricia. When we're susceptible to attacks, it's because we're hitting the same frequencies or vibrations of those attacks. And I think that's what you're supposed to be working on right now, to let go. And like, you started the journey. You're on it. It's awesome. But it's the journey. So there are lessons to learn. And I think that is a big part of it, is letting go of that fear. Because that is what makes you susceptible to being attacked from the outside. So find your inner peace. Surround yourself with that white light. You are protected. As long as you remember it.
The law of attraction.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Peace and blessings, Patricia. You've got this, and just know that it's a huge transition period for many people right now, and emotions aren't easy right now. As indicated by how many full moons, full super moons we've had this year.
Oh, wow, yeah. Can I just add a couple of points before we let you go, love? In the four agreements, one of the things is stated is we do not want to take things personally and try really hard. The situation you're in is not personal. It isn't an attack on you personally. It is something you're going through. This too will pass. Remember that. so don't let the world dictate the state of mind you're in. Remember, you have the power to create your own outcome. Sounds simplistic, but it's absolute true. It's all about, as Hawk and everyone was saying, it's about the frequency that you are at. And you can choose that. You can be, as Hawk said, you can be in a war zone and still choose to be okay within yourself. So remember, hon, you've got the power. They chase everybody away?
No,
it looks like
maybe.
No, I think that's amazing. It looks like we just got a ton of callers. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but
did. Yeah, that's. I'm so glad people are calling in. So, Patricia, we are going to send you with all our love and strength and best wishes to get through this. You're going to get through this. You know, you're going to be okay. You've got to remember, this is not personal, and it will pass. And I think, what was that place you guys suggested? That Las Lunas?
Las Lunas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you guys said that name, I went, yeah. So I think, check it out. You're going to find what you're looking for. You are. You're going to get there. So anyway.
Hawk also got a positive on that one, too. Confirmation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Something about it it's like, you know, and yet that's kind of cool. Like, you're getting an answer. So now pursue in that direction. You know, you are being guided by spirit, but sometimes when we're all caught up in blaming our situation, it's hard to see the guidance. But make sure you clear your eyes, clear your mind, clear your heart, and look for that spiritual guidance, because it's always there. Okay, lovey. And, keep going, keep on keeping on. Thanks for changing your audio. You're perfect now. That's great.
<Yeah. laughs>
Okay, Patricia, love and light to you, darling.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if we like Patricia, but anyway, let's move on. 630.
Hi.
630. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's Dion.
Oh, hi, Dion. Welcome back.
Hi, Dion.
So
hi.
You're still on your journey, are you, with the investigative reporting? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Last time we talked, I was in line to get a house in Florida, but that ended up not going through, and I drove up to North Carolina. So I'm in Asheville now.
That's where I'm from, kind of.
Oh, stomping grounds.
Really?
Yeah, I'm from a small town called Brevard next to it. Yeah.
I know where that's at. Yeah, I'm in Arden right now.
Right on. So what are you doing there?
Well, there was an apartment available here. When the place in Florida didn't go through, they were kind of like, the housing's really bad here, but the housing crisis is kind of like everywhere. And there was an apartment available up here, and so I came up this way, but there was just so many delays. I still haven't signed the lease yet, but the application finalized on Friday, so I should be signing the lease sometime this week. And then I can get back into my work. I got Netflix reached out to me, and they interviewed me twice so far. So I'm hoping that, thank you. Well, that's what I'm hoping, is that things are going to be very positive with the career front now. It's just been so many changes with, like, moving states, and it's just been a lot. But I feel like I'm going to be settled in next week, and so then the work should follow, I'm thinking. So looking for, like, just advice when I'm, now that I'm in a whole new area and I got a new a fresh start, just want things to be smooth.
I think that's what we're all looking for. My mother says, I'm so glad you didn't move to Florida. I never felt it was a good move for you. I love Asheville. Oh, wow, that is so close to Brevard. So mom probably felt that maybe Florida wasn't right for you. And I have to say, as soon as you said it, I immediately got a little jealous. That place is powerful. It's very old, right? And there's a lot of magic there. And I didn't know magic when I lived there, so I really couldn't experience it as much. But I think that you could. And I think that it could be really beneficial for you. So let's see what's going on, yeah?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I got nothing but positive also. I think we had another caller that was looking in that area too, but we haven't heard from him in a while. Remember that
he
gentleman?
He lives there.
That,
yeah, and then he was
finding
he lives
in
Arden,
exactly. Right? Yeah,
I don't
crazy.
Remember where, but I know that it was an 828 number for sure.
Yeah, he was a very positive guy too. That's an amazing place. I got...
Thank you.
Jess or Lynn, do you have anything? I'm still looking at this card. So.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yes.
I just got positive. Where she's at right now, she's going to find where she needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, Marianne, you're on the air with us now, eh?
Yeah.
Hi there.
Yep,
did you hear the
question? Hi.
Hi, love. Did you hear the question?
There, can you hear me?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You can.
Okay, good. Okay. I haven't hopped on and just got my seat, so.
Okay, no worries. That's
I haven't
right.
delved into it yet.
Okay, not a worry.
I can go. I've got some cards.
Yeah.
Again, positive. I got the Lovers for the first one, which is beautiful because this has been showing up for me a lot when it has to do with people changing their relationship with spirit for the better. So that happened in the past. And then right now it seems like your card is Temperance. So balance, moderation, and this might be the one, patience and purpose. So those are the key words for that. And I think you're on it, because in the future I see the Hanged Man, which is another beautiful card for me. It's always about a new spiritual rebirth, a new viewpoint. So it seems like you're supposed to move here. You're supposed to balance, moderate, be patient, find purpose, and you'll get that new perspective, and it's very positive. The hanged man is an enlightened man hanging upside down, you know? So, yeah, I think you ended up where you were supposed to be, and I think that that roller coaster was probably a part of the lessons, too, because I remember you being very excited about that house in Florida, right?
And well, yeah, changed. Because I just wanted it in a house.
Yeah.
I just wanted shelter, you know, a place to live. And but they decided that they didn't want, like, I don't know. I'm not for everybody. Like, I'm a very spiritual person, and the way that I think is kind of unconventional to some people because I vibrate so high that, like, they just don't know how to handle my energy. So it ended up not being a match, but I'm going to be excited anywhere I get to start new, you know. So I was very excited, but pointed that it didn't work out either.
Yeah, and I didn't see that in the cards either. So I think that's what's amazing is that you're basically on the path, and we're just giving you positive kudos to continuing it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm jealous that you live in such a beautiful area now.
Will you come visit?
Thanks. Open door policy.
Exactly.
Is there a seacoast where you are?
A what?
Seacoast. Is that,
is it what?
Can you access the ocean from where you are?
Too far.
Yeah, I guess it's too far, but I mean, I could, yeah.
She's on
like
the
3 hours.
She's not on the coast side of, she's on the mountainside. So there's coast, there's the, what is it, the Piedmont, which is like the plains, and then it's the mountains. So she's like in Appalachia.
Okay.
She's closer to Tennessee. Yeah. But it's so powerful there. That's what I'm saying is, like, I wish I was there now to experience all that.
Yeah.
Mountains. I see it. I see it now. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I see why it's powerful. Yeah.
There's a lot of Cherokee power there. I mean, it's just beautiful nature.
But I do have to go back to Florida to pick my stuff up from storage. Just FYI, I left my stuff in storage down there. Yeah, that'll be a quick trip. I got the Greek card with the god Apollo, which is create. So, I mean, I think this is perfect for you. It's Apollo is the god of music, poetry, prophecy, and archery. He is also the god of healing and the sun. According to the Greek myth, Apollo immediately transformed from a baby into a man after ingesting ambrosia, which is why he's always depicted as useful and beautiful compared to the other gods. So basically getting the Apollo card is rebirth. It's wide open. It's all got to do with art, writing, life, the sun, living, you know, close to the earth. So it's so positive, this card that I got. Creativity, choose a medium that lights you up and do it often. So that's creativity. Yeah.
I think that's spot on. Apollo is the patron god of bards, right? You know, the ones that tell the stories, and he's a healer, and that's literally what you do with your documentaries. So, there you go.
Yeah, you're in the right
place. That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
did anyone read Elizabeth's input here? I can't remember.
I might have read it earlier, unless she added something. Not sure.
So, she read about the Ace of Hearts, or wrote about the Ace of Hearts.
No. Yeah, read that out loud for sure.
The essence of true love is, above all, faith in the ineffable reverence that grows out of the union with the beloved. An ace in any suit is always positive. Open your heart to what this card offers you, because it holds the key to exploring the higher dimensions of universal love. Have faith in love, for it can comfort you in times of crisis. Love is always and will never abandon you. So that's beautiful, Elizabeth. Thank you. Yeah. It's,
wow, thank you.
It is. It's 7 hours to the coast, so I'm not sure why I got something about the sea. Because when you talked about Asheville, I heard by the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea. I have no idea what that means, but maybe you need to take an, you know, it might be as simple as taking a bath in Epsom salts, the salt water. There's something magical about salt water. So if you can't get to the coast, do the next best thing. But it feels like there's salt water around this. And
what about when she goes to Florida to pick up her stuff? Are you going to be next to the coast when you go to Florida?
Yeah, I'll be going down the coast. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to think. Like, maybe it's not so far away that I'm going to go get my stuff because now I'm settling here. You know what I mean? Like, now that I know that I'm going to settle here, I can go get my stuff.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, maybe just, I don't know how the coasts are right now with all the, you've got algae and whatnot pushing up and hurricanes. No, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that. But it's just, if you can find a peaceful spot, maybe just do a little seawater grounding, if that makes sense. Like, just stand in that and... But I don't know what it is. It's something about the sea, and maybe you're going to move over the mountains to the seaside. Who knows? You know, the future is not fixed, so we don't know. And it's, Elizabeth is asking, where is it in Florida? I think she means
it's
where
you
are.
It's in Port St. Lucie. I dropped my storage off at Port St. Lucie, and, like, I was conflicted, like, because my stuff was in storage. But now you're confirming that I am going to stay up here. You know what I'm saying? I was conflicted, like, well, if it's down there, will I eventually go back down there? But you're saying no. It's just a quick trip to grab my stuff and then come back.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth says it's like a 12-hour drive. So it's not a quick trip. But the thing is, it's probably an important trip for you, right?
I think that's what it is. I think that when she goes, there's supposed to be something that she's supposed to do, and it might just be grounding or meditating on the beach, because it's a port. It's right on the coast.
Yeah.
You'll be next to the ocean.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something. I keep, like, 5 minutes ago, I got a hit when you were talking about traveling back to Florida. And I think it's spirit just wanting me to remind you to do, not to worry, but to do a trip check, like on your vehicle, do a trip check, just the wheel, just make sure it's road ready, and you'll be good.
Great job.
Okay. The trip check on my car has been blinking on and off, and Yeah, it says check EPR system. And I went to Firestone, and they said that they reset it, but it takes time for it to permanently reset. But I can still ask them. But, yeah, that is happening, just what you said.
Yeah.
I think they need to double check. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a real strong hit when you travel back to Florida to just do a real good trip check first. Yeah.
Good.
Very good. That's good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That protection happening for you. That's wonderful. Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, Deanne, I hope that helped. Keep in touch.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
I will.
Thank
you.
When are you departing? Do you know when you're taking off?
To
go get yourself?
I don't know yet. No, not yet.
All right. Well, keep in touch. I feel like I'm asking the universe to kind of surround you with protection, right? And because you've got stuff to do yet. I think Netflix is it feels like Netflix is going to be interested in your work. Pretty important work you're doing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel a little positive about that also, Lynn. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we'll be all
awesome.
In the front row applauding you. Yeah, I'm going to bring the popcorn. Very cool.
Yes.
I'll keep in touch and I'll let you know how it goes. for sure.
Please do. Yeah, we also were in touch with you on Facebook as well. So, yeah, keep in touch. Very, very, have a very, very safe, and I guess you're going to find out some stuff on your journey, too, about yourself, maybe.
Okay.
It's like a walkabout. Okay. It feels like you're supposed to go on a spiritual road trip, basically.
That's very well said. Yeah. I'm feeling that too. Like there's something important about this journey. Like it's a learning experience for you. I mean, what is it?
Well,
but this is going to be
special.
We've been
on the road for 10 weeks. We've already been on the road for 10 weeks. So it's like, now we got to go back for the other stuff, which is fine, you know.
Yeah.
It's the journey, right? I think the journey is the important part.
Yeah.
You
Walk
know, like,
is
earlier
very good.
I was mm-hmm. listening to Patricia's story, and it sounds similar to mine. Like, we took a leap of faith, we relocated, and it's like, as soon as I just started leaning into what was going on instead of, like, fighting it, because I was like, this isn't comfortable at all, you know? Then it just started getting more comfortable the more I just started accepting that it was part of a journey, and it's just, not every day is a bed of roses.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is a big part of it because, you know, we're like, I'm going to move and everything is going to be better. And it's like, no, you're going to move. And that's going to be the beginning of the journey to the next step of your life. It's not going to just end as soon as you get off the, you know, plane or out of the car and into the house, you know, it's going to take time. And I think we're all going through a major transition because we're all getting ready for New Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right. Just trust.
Because we're making it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but normally it does go a lot smoother than it has been. And so then I just decided that it was more material for my documentaries. That's when I started leaning into it. Like, you know, because I am protected. A lot of things happen. Like the car battery died 3 times last week until I finally got the Firestone to replace it. But I was protected the entire time. That's why I was more comfortable leaning into it because it was like things were happening, but I was still okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got an image about if you're an electrician, you know that the least resistance in a wire produces the most electricity. And they're talking about you have lowered the resistance to the journey, so your energy is going to flow even better. You're doing the right thing, Dion, because we all know resistance is futile, right? You're going to get the experience whether you like it or not. So you're not shying away. You're not resisting. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how this is going to work out. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you again, everybody. It was beautiful messages. I really appreciate your energy.
We appreciate,
really appreciate
your energy.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. There's something wonderful about your energy, Dion. So keep on shining.
Yeah.
Just shine that light. It's fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mom said, love your sense of humor, Lynn.
Oh,
yeah.
What else you got? If
you
don't laugh, you know what happens, right? Yeah. But anyway, keep in touch with us, Dion, okay? And we'll follow your journey along with you.
Will do. Have a great Sunday. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, love.
Thank you
for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm going to try that Skype call just one more time.
Yeah.
Hi, are you with us? Hello? Hi. Okay. All right. Well, we're just going to put you back on hold. We'll move on to 856. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sure. It's Rosemaria. How are you?
Hi, Rosemaria. How are you doing?
Good. So it's just in to a procedure from Thursday, but a little bit better. A little bit off, but I'm good.
You sound good. You sound great.
A lot of, they're still not straightened out, so whatever you guys can pick up. I'm still have a few things on my plate that I got to finish up, and I think I got one more procedure I got to do, I think, after November, so see what happens after this one.
Is this a medical procedure, Rosemaria? You're talking to?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody want to go ahead?
And Okay, good. Sure, I just got done shuffling, and this card flew right out. I don't know if you need to hear this, but this is what I got for you. This card is, it says, be yourself. Let me get my glasses on here. And this card is about, you choose to incarnate into this physical dimension for a clear reason and purpose. You choose correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from this original path because of peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then the experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy and focus on have been for naught. As this card appears for you, examine how some of your emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self have been stifled or hidden because you are afraid of presenting them in an unaccepting world. Please be aware that concealing your true colors is like giving your GPS the incorrect coordinates of your location. You will become hopelessly lost. So let your true light shine, because all those things that are meant to be drawn to you shall find their way. And that's the message I got for you today, Rose.
Yeah, I'm not in fear of anything. I'm trying to...
Yeah, I think this card is just reminding you to be yourself. Not to get lost and you know, all of the...
Yeah, right now.
The lots of every day, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired of the people blaming me. I guess like the last caller, my energy, because I don't tolerate BS. And it's, I show it well known that I don't tolerate it. So that's probably why I came up this week, because at work
it's a good card. Yeah.
I'm pretty much disgusted. Now I'm dealing with overseas too at the same time. So it's even, this week, hopefully that will be cleared up for this week, too. I got blocked two weeks ago, so he just got warned that if he doesn't stop blocking me on it, it's going to be even worse this week for him, if that makes sense. So, I guess you hit it right on that one. So,
this is Hawk. I can go. I can add.
Okay,
I think,
go ahead.
Yeah, I see the pain, anxiety, and stuff in the past, and it's cool that that's gone. It's anxiety, worry, fear, depression, nightmares. Right now, you're going through the Four of Swords, and this is another card very similar to the Hanged Man, but a little different. This card talks about taking a moment to rest, to relax, to recuperate. But it's also about going inside. It's kind of another form of spiritual rebirth. It always reminds me of that the 3-day resurrection ritual. So basically it's this idea where you go into a coffin and you literally spend 3 nights in there, and then you come out and you've usually experienced some spiritual transformation. So it's a huge rebirth. It's being born again. And I have that card for you right now, and I think that's what you're supposed to be doing after this surgery. And in the future, depending on how well that goes, I got you the Page of Pentacles, which is a message of new beginnings, inspiration, and the initial stages of a creative project or venture. But I do think that we hear you say that you have no fear, because you've told us more than once.
Yeah.
If you're sure about that, it makes it impossible for you to find any fear that you might have. And let me just remind you that fear isn't being scared. Like, that's what people hear. But fear is all negative emotions. So those negative emotions could be directed outwards. They don't have to be directed inwards. They could be anger. They could be impatience. They could be frustration. They can be superiority. They can be false pride. And so I want to remind you that maybe these fearful attributes are things that you are carrying with you. And I think that this good time is meant to be a safe time for you to look at that. Because I think that if you truly had no fear, you would ascend into the seventh dimension and become an ascended master. I think the reason we're here on this fearful planet is to work through any little bit of fear. And so I just want you to, like, maybe change that word in your head and look for these other negative attributes or negative thought patterns that maybe you're still carrying with you. And sometimes they're not negative towards you. Maybe they're negative towards the world. But then that's not embracing agape, which is unconditional love for everything and oneself. I don't know if that resonates at all. But I think you're in a really good spot right now to do a lot of good work.
Well, I've been. Yeah, it's just had enough of that blockage with anything, so I'm afraid of it. Does that make sense? But now I'm moving forward with it, so I'm not in fear of it anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What's coming up this week?
Are you saying that basically, because we had talked about that there was a blockage earlier, and that hit you, huh? You felt it?
My end, but like you said, like towards me, well, towards the situation, he thought he could block me. He can't do it anymore, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're talking very earthly, and I just want to remind you that even these other people are you. Like, if you follow that line up through heaven and all the other dimensions, eventually you hit unity. And so I just want to remind you that it's not an outside force, it's yourself. And so that's what I'm saying, is there might be something inside you that's generating these situations, and that this is the moment to take a break and be quiet and search inside. The world is a mirror to you. And so whatever's going on inside is what you're going to see on the outside.
Yeah, especially at work right now too. So.
Especially at work, because unfortunately we live at work more than we live at home for most of us. And so, yeah, that becomes your life. And so if there's an environment that's not fun to be in, you can't necessarily change the environment, but you can change how you see the environment. What you invite is what you project, and what you project is what you perceive. So make sure to invite love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think those are my messages for you today. I think you're in a really good spot to make some great changes for manifesting, because that's what Page of Pentacles is about. It's about manifestation. This specific card is about manifesting the magic, the earth magic.
Mm. Yep.
Right? All right, I'm passing the baton, ladies. Someone take over.
I got the healing card, which is exactly the same that Hawk was just talking about. So I don't want to repeat it. But what I do want to say is, Rosemaria, this is the first time since you started calling that you sound so good. I mean, I basically got chills when you answered, and you were so upbeat. And so whatever you're doing the right thing. You're definitely, whether it's you're feeling better because of these procedures you're having, and I think after the next one is you're going to feel even better, and that you are, you know, cutting out the people that have hurt you in the past. But I just want to say good job, because I just felt so happy and I got a smile when I heard you answer the phone. It was so different from the past. So good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My mother said on the chat, and again, this is more proof of how close our souls are. She said, I got the world card, which suggests that as above, so below is true. For cosmic wisdom is encoded in your DNA and cells. And so I think that goes back to what I was saying about the world being a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth also said just below that, by the way, hello, Fidelio Bob, you have lovely energy. This is someone who's joined us in the chat room. Elizabeth says, see with new eyes, touch the world as if for the first time, summon courage for the rites of initiation that lie ahead.
The rites of initiation, which is that three-day ritual, the rebirth.
Here you go. Ooh, yeah, you're going through something, Rosemaria, but it seems like you're hanging on and staying on your own journey, which is great. I just want to add what the message I got was from a play called No Exit by Jean-Paul Sartre, and the line is, hell is other people. But the thing is, heaven is also other people. Yeah, heaven is also other people. It really is, as Elizabeth said, see with new eyes. It's how you choose to perceive the situation that makes all the difference. Fidelio Bob says, what I radiate, I create, so I choose to radiate joy. Bingo. Yeah, well said. Thank you. Yeah, it's that you're creating your own energy to get through this situation. You're going to do fine. You do sound great. You really do. We keep forgetting. Poor Marianne, where are you? Are you still with us? Did you want to chime in here?
Yeah, I'm still here. So what I got, so what I have is that your guides are wanting you to take action. So your angels are wanting to help you, and they'll want to assist you in along the path to your dreams. But they're saying that you're procrastinating and you have uncertainty. But they're saying that in your heart, you know what to do, so to get going, and they're there for you. That's what I have.
Yeah. Thanks, Marianne. That's
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. So keep making the choices, Rosemaria. You know, it's you have more power in the situation, I think, that you maybe don't realize how powerful you are, but you're getting there. You are certainly heading towards your own light. So keep going and keep on believing. I don't know. I want to say something. I don't want to give you duck-billed platitudes or anything like that, but I want to say keep on keeping on, you know?
Thanks.
Your heart knows where it's going.
Yeah, if that gets cleared up this week, because I got to make another phone call overseas, and they haven't called back since, so see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's not, don't worry about it. You know, if they don't, if it doesn't come through, then it's not meant for you, right? I always get the line from the Stone song, you know, you can't always get what you want, but we get what we need. You get what you need. And it's kind of cool because spirit's smarter than we are, I think. And we may think we want something, but, you know, spirit knows what we need. I just want to add from Fidelio Bob, if you're not creating your life, who is? The mind is always looking for answers, but the heart already knows. Well done. Thank you. Bob's cool. Thank you, Fidelio Bob. Okay, well, hopefully that helps, Rosemaria, and we'll send you all kinds of love and light to follow you on your journey.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, good luck with the next surgery. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. So.
Thank you.
On. Okay, love. Happy Sunday. Thanks for calling. Okay, I'm going to move on to our next caller. 651, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Hey. It's Christiana.
Oh, hi, Christiana. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering about... if you guys see kids in my future, and like
if we see what? Sorry?
Kids, like children in my future, me having kids?
Little ones.
Kids, yeah, I couldn't, audio's funny again. Kids. Kids. Three. Oh my God, three.
I got to yeah, I
really?
Got a strong yes. Two, yeah. I got a big yes.
Wow.
You got a three as well, Tony?
No, I just got a yes, but the number three did, I did feel three very strongly. Yeah.
I also got a huge, huge yes on that.
Yes.
Girls, boys?
I don't know. My crystal ball isn't going that into detail.
Okay.
Let me look. Yeah.
Christiana, do you ever consider, have you ever thought about adopting? Because it feels like they're not all three biological children. Mm-hmm. It feels like you adopt one. Or two, even. Is that something you've ever considered?
Not really, no. I'd rather have, like, my own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Christiana. This is Jessica. I don't have a crystal ball either, but what I feel is girls. Girl energy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cute.
Hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
it is. I'm looking at my card right now. Hawk, do you have anything? Or Marianne?
My message is not clear, but I kind of, I don't know, I got sparked by the adoption idea. And the reason was because my cards were showing a Five of Pentacles, which usually has to do with a lack mindset or a poverty mindset. So that could just be your mindset right now. But it could also be you saving them because there's a church window that's lit up behind them. And it was two. So if the answer was three, it's possible you'll have your own and then adopt two. And the reason I even say that is because the second card I got was the Hanged Man again, which is all about a new perspective.
Yeah, I'm with you, Hop, because I feel that it's girls. I got the card, another card that said it's the Greek god of clean and clear. The message I'm getting, which is good because I wanted to talk to you anyway, was that it's the same as Hawk. It's going to be something that either happens at the hospital after you have your baby or something that goes on after that, that these two babies are going to need help from you. And that's, so it's something to do with having the first baby.
Oh, I didn't even think I didn't even think that I could adopt legally because of past record or when I was younger. So
you can adopt. I feel it's something to do with, I think in the past, I think your past is your past. Especially when you're younger and you make mistakes. I mean, we all have, believe me. Most of the time, those things are either expunged or you can get them that way, but they don't really look at that that much when, you know, you're older or when you're helping somebody. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with your knowledge of knowing, you know, your first child and what went on there. It's something to do with that. But I felt really strong about what Lynn and Hawk said also. But I do see, and Jess, I do see a girl and I see at least one, but the number three keeps coming up. So I don't know if you're going to be a part of them for some reason or you adopt, definitely something like that.
Well, I'm also open to like a blended family. So I've thought about that. I'm open to, you know, being a mother to my future husband's children.
Well, there you go. That might be it. Yeah. Which would be an adoption in a way.
That might be it.
Totally. That might be it, the blended part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's really exciting. I kind of lost hope for a while there. With having a kid, but I'm kind of preventing it at the moment. I just want to make sure that the timing is better when I have my next kid.
Well, you're young, and I see, definitely see a little fairy baby, little pixie dust baby.
So cute.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll name her.
Yeah, it would be cute. And she'll have your voice for sure. Your voice is so cute. Aww. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll be a good guide for that new soul because you don't have any of the anti-woo-woo stuff going because you're quite connected with spirit. So it'll be you'll probably get one of those rainbow or crystal or indigo children that will need your special guidance. They come into the world pretty vulnerable to the nasty stuff, and you'll be able to guide them. I think that's lovely.
Vulnerable to what?
Guide. Oh, vulnerable. Well, when the sensitive people, the empaths, come into the world, they often take a hit from the sort of lower vibration other humans, the ones that are like coming from fear, coming from competition,
mm-hmm.
that sort of naughty nonsense, and you'll be able to help them guide them through the journey, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. I hope this all works out sooner rather than later. I think you're going to be great at it, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, is your relationship good? Is that going good with your boyfriend? And you've been together for a while?
No. I'm hoping to meet someone new and get married.
Good.
So,
good.
I would like to say this. My third card for you, after the Five of Pentacles, and after the Hanged Man, it was the King of Wands. And I was wondering if that was the man that's coming into your life. And the wands are beautiful because they're about creation, like real creation, which includes life. And then when I pulled more cards wondering what the children might be, I got a little Page of Wands, which again is about creation and life. So this might be a longer journey because the card before that was the Six of Wands, which means you're on the journey and you're in control and you're kind of like leading an army, which is yourself. So with this question, don't put a time stamp on it. And I think you know that. I think when it is right to have a child, it'll be the time. And I want to say this because I've been thinking about it a lot because it has to do with the new Earth stuff, but we've learned in science now that organisms can literally change their DNA within their own lifetime. And that now means that you can literally change your DNA, and then that's the DNA that you're passing off to your offspring. So I think there's a concept that right now many of us are not having children because we have to genetically change so that when we have the next batch of children, they're holier than the rest of us because they have a step up genetically.
Yeah.
Because we've all been making this decision to change our thought patterns, which changes our DNA, and then we pass that new, more beautiful, more loving DNA off.
Yeah, with my son, my firstborn, he was such a little sweetheart. Like, I don't know if all babies are sweethearts, but my son was just so sweet and full of love, and I think that's because I really tried to stay calm and, like, grounded and centered when I was pregnant with him.
Good for you. I've been really thinking about this concept about how in the future pregnancies are going to be so much more ritualistic in a loving way where we like make sure that our pregnant women feel freaking awesome and are healthy, and this way that our children, when they are born, they will be healthy and loving.
Yeah.
Because that's the energy that the environment of the mother was in during the creation of that physical form, you know? So good for you.
Well,
and I think that's kind of the intention.
He's taking such good care of you. You know that, right? He is definitely your guardian angel in everything you do.
Oh,
he's so strong.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants you to be happy. And I just know, you know, you have fought really hard to change your life. And it's just, yeah, the new thing that Hawk's talking about is just, it's perfect for you. I think that's all, you know, and you, definitely you would relate to all of that. So okay. I don't know if I'm making sense or not. I'm just trying to talk what I feel. But I feel just that nothing but good things for you. I think we've been saying this for a while. You know, you getting your own place, you've been taking the journey and the steps, so you will mm-hmm. definitely be rewarded. And he's been there every step of the way. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was told that he likes it when I play fun music and dance around.
Yeah.
It's probably
well, he wants you to be
when you're most connected
yeah,
to source.
To
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On the other side, you probably light up like a Christmas tree when you're doing that. And I bet they love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Christiana, I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in. And keep in touch because your journey is really cool and we're following it very closely.
Oh, all
great
right.
Love.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Christiana. Take care.
You're
happy
welcome.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I have a feeling Fidelio Bob is our Skype caller. Is that Bob on
yes.
the line?
Oh, this is
Hello?
Melissa.
Melissa. All right.
Hi.
Are
oh,
you
good.
In Australia? Are you from Australia?
Well, right now I reside in Colorado, the mountain state.
Okay.
Oh.
We've got. It's too funny. We've got Bob in the chat room here, and he says he's in the queue as a 1111 number on Skype, right? That, and then I opened it up, and it's Melissa. So I don't – sorry, Bob, I don't see you, but we're enjoying your chat room input here. Yeah, you must be another Skype member. But anyway, let's see what Melissa wants to say. And, yeah, don't give up trying to reach us, Bob, because I have a feeling that you're a very interesting soul. Just before – sorry, Melissa, just one second. So he writes that one night about 15 years ago, he bet his life on trusting his inner tuition. And he says that was his rite of passage. So keep trying to get in touch with us, Bob. It may not happen for this show because we're getting a little short of time. But find us again and tell us your story. We'd love to hear it. Melissa on Skype. Hi, welcome. So how can we help you?
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I met someone yesterday, very interesting man, very interesting, besides my other male friend. And I was just wondering if I would be friends with him. He's a fireman, but just friends like, hello, how you doing? And would my other male friend, Would he find out? Like, I'm not gonna tell him, because he's highly intuitive. And you have a male in the panel, so thank you so much. Right on. I don't want to stay alone. I'm in my late 30s. I've never been married, and there was just. He prays a lot to Michael, and I found him very interesting. I love my other friend very much. I'm sorry?
You said he was a firefighter?
Yes. The one I met yesterday. And I love my other friend very, very much, but I'm a little bit upset at him, so this just happens.
Are you committed to this other guy?
There is something that I kind of am, but I'm not married to him. We never had a sexual encounter. Excuse me, ladies. Apologize to the show.
I just want to say that it won't take a therapist or a psychic to say that you're not happy with the other guy, with the first guy.
No, not
right?
Really. He gets after me a lot. So, because
so that's
of that,
part of your answer. If you're not happy with the other guy, the first guy, then you do what you need to do to be the healthiest person, which probably means not be around them.
Yeah. I'm going to continue being because he's a firefighter, but he's one of the bosses in the area, and I'm not saying like it's gonna be love interest, but we had a lot of comment. We were talking about angels, and then I thought about y'all. I'm asking to call y'all later, and my other guy friend, he's very nice. He's always helped me, and but he made me a little bit upset. But I'm kind of like. If so, he hasn't asked me to marry him or anything like that, but if I give this guy a chance, if because he showed a lot of interest, you're a man, and sometimes relationships take time. So I said, okay, I could talk to him politely and see him, and then, of course, talk to Mother Melvin because I'm doing a project with him, and leave it up to God, leave it to the angels. That's what I'm saying.
Is there maybe a specific question we can ask with this, and then maybe we can get like
yes.
a more direct answer? Yeah.
Do you think if I am God? Thank you, sir. Thank you. You know this. You're a professional. Thank you. If I be friends with the fireman, is my friend? Is the other? I'm going to be careful, right? Because the other one's far away, and this one is. 100 miles closer. The other one dropped 1,000 miles. This one's 100 miles. So if I just communicate with him once a week, the one that I met yesterday, is he gonna find out with the intuition?
I have a question. So is one of these relationships the one you're worried about? An internet relationship?
None. We have a pact together, a family.
Who is the physical? Did you meet the firefighter physically or online?
I met him physically. He's in my area. He lives near
and
me.
And the other one lives 1,000 miles away, correct?
Yeah, like 1,800 miles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an So that one is only an internet relationship, right?
Well, you guys just talk
on the phone or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't think he'll find out unless you say something, but I got a yes on the firefighter because he's in your area. I just don't feel, I mean, what I'm getting from your guides is that you're wasting your time with a long distance 1800 mile relationship. You could be friends, but it's not I don't feel it would be a romantic choice. I feel the firefighter could be a romantic choice. That's what I get. Yeah.
I have to agree. So I was asking all these questions because I think, I'll just say this. There's three things that don't stay hidden for long. The sun, the moon, and the truth. And just always follow the truth. I saw a lot of pain with this long distance person. And when I was pulling cards, the firefighter came out. And the lover's card came out. So I do think that you're supposed to pursue some sort of relationship with the firefighter guy. And I think that you're going to have to deal with the very human things of dealing with the other guy. Because even if you only see him more on a friendly level, you're telling us that you know that he might not see you that way. And unfortunately, these are our challenges. Learning to be dignified and honorable while dealing and confronting with negative things.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna proceed.
Good. You should proceed.
Is this your callback?
Such a cutie. I mean, you've got great great energy, and I just think you should enjoy yourself. You're way too young to put yourself on the line for somebody that lives so far away. You know what I mean? You need to be face to face. You're very, I could tell you're outgoing and fun, and you need to have some fun. You know, whether it goes anywhere or not. Right?
If you were committed, because if you're not really committed, if you guys have not really made that decision to be, you know, monogamous, then be a free woman. You are a queen. You are your own queen. You are sovereign. You decide how to live your life. So go find your king.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think?
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay. Let us know how it goes, would you? Okay.
Yes,
love
yes.
and light, honey.
Thank you.
I want to try. I know we're very short of time, but I think Bob is on. Bob, is that you?
Yeah, thanks for persevering.
Okay. You showed up with a Texas number from Australia. There you go. Yeah, you put some really interesting stuff in the chat room, and I have a feeling that you're on a pretty neat spiritual journey of your own. Yeah.
Yeah. How can I put it? Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, but I'm always content. Every step I've taken in this journey, however painful, has led me here to contentment. Briefly,
amen.
I had a very violent childhood. Yeah, I had a very brutal childhood, which I thought was normal. And so I was operating under fight or flight. That was my MO till I was about, I was born in 52, and that was my MO till I was about 1984, so I'd be, 32 then, when I had my first panic attack. And then I spent the next 20 years on, medication, psychiatrist, psychologist, all that crap, and using my amazing intellect to try and think my way out of depression. And I couldn't think my way out because, for me, depression's not an illness. There's no such thing as mental illness. The behaviors I was experiencing in the physical realm were just my body telling me to wake up and stop being Robert the robot, stop living my programming, go within, find my truth and live it. And so that's what my mission is now. I'm on a mission to eradicate suicide. Every 40 seconds somebody dies because of depression. They do not have to, and I'm living proof of that. So I'm becoming known on the internet as the spiritual mechanic.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Have you got a link Have you got a website or a link? Can you give us a link, a website for your...
The best way to find me is the gift of depression space Bob Eden. That's Bob Eden, and I'll put it in the chat. And everything that I produce comes up under that umbrella. But quickly, I'll just spend about no more than 2 minutes describing what my life is like now. My life is very simple. I drive my life under two principles. The first one is the KISS principle. Keep it simple, sovereign, because I changed it to sovereign because I realized that the words I choose to use actually create my reality. So I've changed the KISS principle to keep it simple, sovereign. And the second principle is the SUE principle, which is something I coined about 15 years ago, S-U-E. We are all sovereign, unique, and equal, and everything else flows from that. And both of those principles reside under the umbrella of integrity, because without personal integrity, none of this magic that I experienced in my life could have happened. So now, for me, there's only one law, do no harm, and I've only got one right, and that is the right of self-determination. And how I live my life is I just listen to and obey my body, because my body always knows what it needs. Simple. When my body's tired, we sleep. And when my body's awake, we play. And that's how simple my life is.
I don't know why, but Bob, I have a feeling you'd make a lovely, lovely guest on the show if you would be interested in coming on.
I've always been... Somebody's moving furniture back.
You know my red waistline?
Yeah, I'd, I'd, I'm always looking for
Ellie.
A lot of background chatter going on.
I need my wrist weights, babe. Go get them.
We have
get my wrist weight.
I think it's Jess. She doesn't. No, she's not.
What's going
those
on, guys?
Yeah. She's not to
hold
touch
on
those. Thank you, love.
Jess.
Yeah,
okay,
I would love
okay
to be a guest on New York.
Okay, well, Bob, we're just about out of time, but are you on Facebook? Can you get in touch with us? Or actually give us your, you're on Facebook? So if you can get in touch with us, we'd love to have you. I'm not sure what it is. I'm just getting this feeling that we want to have you on as a guest. So
yeah, it's synchronicity, darling. It's synchronicity.
Probably, yes. I think so. If you can leave your just write down in the chat your website and we'll get in touch with you. Because it would be lovely. And I know the work you're doing is very, very important.
Yes. Be awesome.
Well, it's brought me, I'm 71 now and I've never felt more alive in my life.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, okay. I've got your email and I will get in touch with you and we'll set it up. Now, you're in Australia. Is that like 16 hours difference, I think? Something like that?
My time zone is GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, plus 10 hours. So if you're GMT minus 6 hours, then yes, I'm 16 hours. Whereabouts are you located in the States?
We're from all over. We've got Utah,
all
Mexico,
over.
Sure.
California, and I'm from Canada. So,
you're
but
on
I
New
know
York,
that,
right?
Yeah,
you're on
when
New York.
I have
it's 5 to 7 a.m. on Monday morning here, so you
that's
can work it out.
Wondered. Okay, because I know when I read for people in Australia, it's the timing is because there it might be the middle of the night for them. But anyway, not to worry. I'm going to email you from our Sacred Embers Gmail, and we'll arrange to have you on. And if you're okay, if you've got the coffee to get up that early, we'll be delighted to have you, Bob. So neat that you showed up. Very cool.
My body generally wakes me up at 3 a.m., and I love that time of day because my world is so peaceful and silent.
And the
that's
veil
when
is
I'm
quite
most creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when I do most of my writing. It just comes through me.
Lovely. Wow.
That's great.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Synchronicity rocks.
It really does, Bob. Thank you. I love your – I can feel your energy from across the world, you know. That's so lovely. It's magic.
Well,
this internet thing we've got.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why are we here? And the answer's simple. Why are we here? Just to lift each other, eh?
I'd say so. Wow.
Keep it simple,
okay.
Sovereign. Yay! Whoops.
Lovely. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. Wow. Okay, well, I thought we wouldn't have time to give our... Oh, Jessica just sent us a message.
Yeah.
So she's got somebody showing up. So, I'm just going to go around and okay. We'll just tell each other, or we'll just tell the listeners how we can. I can't think straight. I'm sorry. My brain has fallen out.
That's okay. You're fine.
No. So Jessica, thank you. You can find Jessica on Facebook. Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven is her group, and it's a lovely group. She's gone now. So Tony, how can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Enter the Light Facebook page, Sacred Embers, Tony the Good Witch at Wixsite.com, or my Facebook or any social media, I'm on them all at Tony KJ.
Okay, excellent. Hawk, you're still in the process of making a website and an online presence.
Yeah, I feel like a broken record, but yes, my name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. I am currently building a website and also a YouTube channel. The channel exists, but we don't have any videos put up yet. Aquarius the Seeker. Anyways, I love you all. Peace and blessings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, and Bob, Sailing in Paradise, or let's see, bit.ly/BobAWeber. Okay. We're going to be in touch with you, Bob, and we'll do a show where you can be our guest and talk about your work.
Marianne Adams.
She's also on the sacred. Okay, you got it, kid. We Marianne is Marianne Adams. And we're all on the Sacred Embers website, sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And I know we are not recording anymore, but we're still on air. So I want to play an old piece by Linda to see us out. That's called Sunset Lagoon, and it's kind of a lovely piece of music to breathe to. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a lovely week.
Sailing.